This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Last month, we reported about a study that showed eating even a little less salt could greatly help the heart. The study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The scientists used a computer model to predict how just 3 grams less salt a day would affect heart disease in the United States. The scientists said the results would be 13% fewer heart attacks, 8% fewer strokes, 4% fewer deaths, 11% fewer new cases of heart disease, and $240 billion in health care savings. Researchers said it could prevent 100,000 heart attacks and 92,000 deaths every year. The researchers were from the University of California, San Francisco, Stanford University, and Columbia University. They and public health professionals in the United States are interested in a national campaign to persuade people to eat less salt. Such campaigns are already in place in Britain, Japan, and Finland. However, some scientists say such a campaign is an experiment with the health of millions of people. Michael Alderman is among the critics. He is a high blood pressure expert and professor at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York. Dr. Alderman says that eating less salt results in lower blood pressure. But, he says, studies have not clearly shown that lowering salt means fewer heart attacks or strokes. And, he says, salt has other biological effects. He says calling for reductions in the national diet could have good effects, but it could also have harmful results. He says there is not enough evidence either way. Another critic is David McCarron, a nutrition and kidney disease expert at the University of California, Davis. He and his team looked at large studies of diets in 33 countries. They found that most people around the world eat about the same amount of salt. Most of them eat more salt than American health officials advise. Dr. McCarron says the worldwide similarity suggests that a person's brain might decide how much salt to eat. Both Dr. McCarron and Dr. Alderman have connections to the Salt Institute, a trade group for the salt industry. Dr. Alderman is a member of an advisory committee, but he says he receives no money from the group. Dr. McCarron is paid for offering scientific advice to the Salt Institute. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. I'm Shirley Griffith.